Folks, we can't control how warm it's going to be, but we can control how we're going to cool off. And that brings us in to Lisa Sitta. Investigator Lisa Sitta joining us, local entrepreneur joining us as well. And Lisa, Lori even said it a minute ago here on the air, as you heard, the best way to cool off when we have these hot temperatures is with a little bit of local snowball.
That's right. That's right. 96, that's a good snowball day.
I would say so. Is there a bad snowball day, though?
You get a little bit of rain and people don't love snow cones as much, but,
yeah.
But you have some diehards that rain or shine, they're there.
With that flavor variety too, it's like you could really get creative.
You could get very creative. We I think I'm up to 60 some flavors now.
Wow.
And so we have people coming in every day. And now that you're gonna bring that up, I'll just talk about one of the things I was gonna talk about right away. So we've been trying to do this thing on Facebook called Customer Creations. We have some people that come in that get, I'm going to call out Piper Caldwell because she has one of the oddest creations ever, and it's dill pickle and wedding cake. And
what so, the heck?
I know.
I'm glad you said it was Piper Caldwell because it makes sense when you say it's Piper.
I know. You get Shay and Jeff's kid, and
it's like, okay, it makes sense.
It completely makes sense.
I had given Piper a hard time a couple weeks ago. We did a live broadcast there. Oh, I think it was back in end of May. Maybe early this month. But anyway, I asked Shay where Piper was, and she said, oh, she had to go get a snow cone.
Yes,
like, oh,
always.
Okay. And then, but I had saw her earlier that morning at Double Dips. So she Double Dips and snow cones within a matter of hours.
And she still stays tiny, tiny.
Wouldn't it be nice to be a teenager again, Lisa?
I agree. That would be great.
Now, before we talk about these unique creations a little bit more, Lisa, let's talk about the history of Snowball. It came here to our community with great local businessman, good man, Mike Montgomery, a friend of ours. And you've been involved here for, has it been 3 or 4 years?
3 years. And actually, before Mike had it, PJ Hamilton had it.
Oh, awesome.
So it's been here even longer than...
Wow.
So I think Mike and Laura had it for maybe 10 years. And yeah, I've had it for 3. So I bought it right before COVID, not knowing COVID was going to hit. So that was fun.
Mike must have had a crystal ball.
I think he did. Yes, I think he did. So yeah, that was a fun first year when you get thrown into... you know, all the supply chain issues and can't get anything and nobody can go anywhere. And so that was fun. That was definitely a learning curve that first year. But so this is summer number 3 for me owning Snowball. So.
And if you can overcome the pandemic, what can't you overcome now?
It's smooth sailing most days now. You get a few hiccups with a few breakdowns here and there, you know.
Machines, stolen extension cords.
And yeah, that one still gets me, but you know.
They must have needed it pretty bad,
I guess. They needed it bad. They definitely needed it bad. So yes, everything's, you know, secured and well keyed and locked now, so we're good to go.
One of my favorite things about Snowball is it gives young individuals an opportunity to learn a little bit about the business side of things.
Correct.
In a good environment to in a comfortable environment, but it gets them started in that working environment.
Absolutely. One of the things I enjoy the most about that is the crew that I have. You know, the last couple years, I've been so fortunate to have just such a good crew of high school and college kids that work there. And sometimes I don't really even need anything from the snow cone trailer, but I just go down there because I want to go and hang out with them.
Sure.
And just, you know, see what they have going on. And they're all doing a lot of great things in school and their extracurricular activities. And so it's just been kind of fun the last few years. You know, I have some that have been with me all 3 years. And so it's been fun to watch them grow and succeed in all their events and those sorts of things. So, and now, you know, even my employees that are gone, I saw several of them during Nebraska Land Days. And so they seek you out and they come and find you. And so...
It's awfully rewarding, too.
It is.
Knowing that you helped them get their start, helped them learn a little bit.
And
those are skills they'll take with them forever.
Forever. Yep. I mean, and then you get things like yesterday, we have Worker Wednesday, and yesterday was Nick's day, and he likes Granny Smith Apple and Tidal Wave, which, okay, is fine. I hate dill pickle. He and one of the other gals decided that I had to, before I could leave the trailer yesterday afternoon, try Granny Smith Apple and dill pickle.
How was it?
It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
I'm not a dill pickle fan.
I'm not either.
And if I was, I don't know why you'd want it on a snow cone.
Brian will eat them all day,
really?
Every day.
Uh-huh.
If I take him a large dill pickle snow cone, very happy man.
Really?
Yes.
I'm glad we're using his alias this morning, so not a lot of folks know who we're talking about. But
which is fine. Which is fine.
Lisa Sitta joining us talking about Snowball Express. Lisa, let's talk about some of the flavor selection. And need to remind folks as well at your wonderful location here in North Platte when you're
right.
not traveling throughout the area.
Yep. So we used to be at the mall, and last year we moved to F and Dewey. So we're right across the street from Western Nebraska Bank, right next to the
Prairie Hand Knits.
There you go. Yep. I'm kind of bummed out that Rick's not here this morning. Rick and his wife are pretty amazing. Let me get water from their business during the day.
More so. Vicky than Rick, but
yes, you're right. Yep. You're right. It's definitely more Vicky, and she keeps an eye on things for me. So yeah, we're right there by Western Nebraska, right there on the one ways on Dewey, at the corner of F Street. So
since Rick wasn't here this morning, I have to tell him to stop in and get a snow cone sometime today or tomorrow.
You will, yep. Have him get in there.
Let's talk about the flavor selection. You said over 60 different varieties, Lisa?
There's a lot of flavors, yes.
Wow.
There's a lot of flavors. And some people will come in and just get, one single flavor, but we have a lot of people, they come in and they mix all kinds of different flavors, and that's what the kids do when they're in the trailer and they're bored. They start mixing all kinds of flavors. And so
don't give them downtime, folks.
No. Then I get stuck doing things like Granny Smith and Dill Pickle, and I don't like that. So make sure you stay there so I don't have to have any more Dill Pickle, any kind of creations.
And you have some seating over there, too, for folks to enjoy, right?
Yep. We actually had planned to do a nice little seating area and add some other chairs in there, and then the extension cord issue happened, so I decided maybe we'll just stick with the picnic tables. And we've got the picnic tables over there, and it was kind of fun. The other day I pulled up just to go check and see how things were going, and there was I think 10 or 12 bikes in the parking lot that the kids just ride their bikes over, and they sit there, and there's a whole crew of them that were hanging out. And so I just thought it was fun. You don't see kids riding all over anymore and meeting up, and here they are meeting up in the snow cone trailer. So
how cool is that?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty fun. So
absolutely. I drive by pretty much every day to get home, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it's never really slow when I drive by, but I do drive by middle of the afternoon when it's hottest, which I would say that's the best time to get a snow cone.
Yes, I agree. But I mean, I'll have people messaging me on Facebook at 8:50 at night. When do you close? 10 minutes. And they're moving across town to get there. Yep. They're moving. So.
And this is a trailer, too. So you're able to be mobile quite a bit.
Correct.
With a lot of fairs throughout the area. And like Lori said, with the Relay for Life event next week, right?
Yep. So we're going to go out there. We're going to stay in our normal spot until I get off work at 6. And then when I get off work, we'll move it out there to the museum, and we'll be out there for the movie night. So, and then we'll be open for a little while on Friday at our normal spot, and then we're going to move to downtown Friday and Saturday for the car show.
Oh, cool.
So we'll be on 5th Street somewhere. I'm not 100% sure where our location will be, but we'll be on 5th Street down where all the happenings are for the car show.
Sure.
So, and then we get busy towards the end of July. We have a couple private events a couple days, so we'll just be closed completely. And then we get into the Lincoln County Fair at the end of July. So, one thing I can recommend to people, my sister does my social media for me. I don't touch social media.
I don't blame you.
So she does that. And so anytime we're moving or our hours have to change for something, it's up on Facebook. And she does a really good job posting all that for me. So if you ever drive by and we're closed, or you don't see us somewhere, you don't see us in our normal spot, jump on Facebook, and there will absolutely be an update of where we are. So,
and questions and comments can be directed on there as well.
Absolutely.
Very engaged. Your sister does a great job.
She does an excellent job. Yep. There will be times I'm at work, and pretty soon I'm getting a text message from her, something snowball related, and I'm thinking to myself, why is she asking me this? She's in Omaha. Well, it's because she's getting notifications much sooner than I am about Facebook and answering things. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you are available for private bookings and private events too. Obviously, that's going to take a little bit of work to make sure the calendar's open and things like
right.
that. But if folks are interested in doing that, how can they potentially book
that? They can, messaging on Facebook is the best way if you want to send us a message. Or, if you head down to the trailer and drop off your phone number to the crew, we can get in touch and chat about if you got an event going on, we can pull it out there. So
what are the prices like for snow cones over there, Lisa?
So we have four different sizes, the 8-ounce flower cup, 12 ounces, 16, and the 20 ounce, and they range from $350 to $450.
Okay. So very affordable.
Yes.
And there's no better way to beat the heat.
There's no better way to beat the heat. So people tell me all the time, they're like, man, these are so cheap. And I thought, you want to make it affordable for people to come to it. So, yeah, we had to raise prices a little bit like everybody else has with everything going on, but
yes,
that's, you know,
beyond our control, unfortunately.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, gosh
correct.
Darn it, but still, extremely affordable. Obviously, we see the bikes there. We know the teenagers
can afford it. The teenagers are coming. And we also have punch cards. And so a lot of times in the beginning of the summer, cool. the parents will come and buy a punch card. It's just prepaid. And so then instead of the kids having to, you know, if they want to ride their bikes down or whatever, and they mom doesn't want to send money with them, they can send the punch card. They're already prepaid. And so you can get 10 of those, 10 small ones. They're $35 for those punch cards. So
oh, cool.
those have been pretty popular this summer. And the kids show up and they have their punch card and get their snow cone, away they go.
Make for a great gift.
Absolutely.
Now, yep. Lisa, you mentioned you don't care for the dill pickle flavor. What's your go-to, though?
Dreamsicle is my go-to.
Okay.
I'm more Dreamsicle? Of a, it's like a orange push pop.
Okay.
I'm more on the sweet side. So Dreamsicle or buttercream, a buttercream humdinger is pretty good. That's buttercream with ice cream.
Okay.
Wow. So we put a scoop of ice cream in there. We also have Clouds, which is a like ice cream base. It's like a liquid ice cream base. And so you do coffee in a cloud.
And wow.
That's pretty legit. I don't do a lot of the fruity things. I'm more on the sweet side. So
I've never experimented a lot. If I'm getting a snow cone, I always stick with the watermelon and the cherry flavors.
Okay. You're not a Dragon's Blood guy?
I've done the Dragon's
okay,
Blood.
Okay, Dragon's yep. Blood, number one, that. Most popular seller right there.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. I've yep. had that before, yep. I've yep. had that with Snowball before.
Dragon's is very, very popular. So
I can count on one hand how many snow cones I've had without Snowball. That's how reliable Snowball is in North Platte.
That's right. That's right. I mean, we are the best.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt about it. Why would you want to go anywhere else?
I agree with you. Another flavor I had to try yesterday was cake batter, cotton candy, and cookie dough. That was another creation they had yesterday afternoon. They must have been a little bored for a little while yesterday. That one wasn't terrible, but again, I like the sweet things, so that sure. one was okay. But peach and mango is a good one that people like to pair together. Tidal Wave is a little fruitier, but it's also one of my other favorites. So
awesome. And no matter what folks prefer, if they don't even know what they prefer for their palate, encourage them to stop by and ask the staff. They'll be more than happy.
If they tell you Granny Smith and dill pickle, they'll tell them something. Just give me something normal. Give me a normal flavor.
I don't want something too outside
that's
the
right.
box.
That's right. No, they're really, the crew's really good about giving suggestions. They'll ask you, you know, do you like fruity? Do you like sweet? You know, what do you want? And so they're pretty good about giving some suggestions. So
and bring the kiddos on over. These punch cards are a great gift too for birthday, holidays, whatever
Absolutely.
It might be. Bring the kids on over. Nothing yep. says a good bonding time or a good experience in the summer like snow cone does.
Well, I agree. I love it when we have families that are there hanging out and they come and sit and hang out for a little while. And so I like to see that. So
not to mention this is a local business. It doesn't Absolutely. Get more local.
That's right. That's right.
Lisa, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I don't think so. Oh, I will say one thing.
Yes.
We're gonna do a giveaway this morning. So
oh, cool.
our hours are from 1 to 9. Mm-hmm. So whoever is the first person today to come down to the trailer and say that you heard me on the radio, you're gonna get a free snow cone and I'll throw in a t-shirt.
Oh, cool. So after now, 1 o'clock though, folks.
After 1 o'clock.
You
yep.
can go right now if you want to, but you're not gonna wait until 1.
Yeah, you're not gonna get anything. So if you go between 1 and 9 today and you're the first one to show up there, these snowball t-shirts are hot commodities, so I figured we'd give one away this morning or
That's
this
cool.
afternoon, I guess. So
and encourage folks to keep up to date with the latest with Snowball locally here on the Facebook page, like
Snowball
you said.
Express. Yep. We'll have all of our updates on there. So
awesome. Lisa, okay. good to see you in the studio
yeah,
as always,
you bet,
my friend.
Kristen.
We'll do it again soon.
All right, sounds good.